USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy added his name to a resolution on Wednesday that would censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for reading a parody version of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president during a hearing last week.
He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House.
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. The California Republican also is calling on Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Trump's job approval is higher than what Americans think of him as a person. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
That's a finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person. This could put pressure on Mr. Trump to keep this group satisfied through presidential elections and policies rather than the personal expressions he would want to make.
Walmart is testing a new program to help their employees afford health care. It will put patients in touch with nearby doctors. The program begins on Thursday in Texas, Arkansas, and Florida. The company will also test the concierge service for billing and appointments in North and South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new poll from the University of California, Berkeley, found that more than half of California voters have thought about moving out of the state. A full 74% of the state's very conservative voters say they're looking to moving, and 84% of those cite California's political culture as their main reason for leaving. Chuck DeVore is a former California assemblyman who used to live in California and now moved to Texas. He says this poll also tells us
conservatives in California aren't just upset about high housing costs or high taxes. They're growing increasingly concerned about the state's hostile political climate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are suing a British tabloid. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A British tabloid is facing a lawsuit from a member of the royal family. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, says the paper illegally published a personal letter that she wrote to her father. The civil suit accuses the Mail on Sunday of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with intrusive publication of the letter. A spokeswoman for the law firm handling the case said Prince Harry accused the Mail on Sunday of editing the letter in an intentionally destructive manner. He posted on the couple's royal website, "I've been a silent witness to a private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.